It's Dan Hansis from the Around the NFL podcast, NFL.com. The 2016 Vikings, your thoughts?
Oh, so sad. So sad. You know, I wrote my pain rankings a couple summers ago. I had the Vikings pretty high up on the list, but they have these seasons that you really can only shake your head because the fans deserve better. They suck you in, and then they punch you in the stomach. So a fun but ultimately hollow season.
But if nothing else, we're good for the old saying, every time you think you've seen everything, this happens. We're good for that.
That's right. What we are.
As a Jets fan, I feel a kinship with the Vikings fans, that feeling of camaraderie of sadness. But, you know, you got a beautiful new stadium. You got the Super Bowl coming.
Yeah.
Maybe no Adrian Peterson, but.
Well, we're going to be the first team to host and play in a Super Bowl.
We're overdue for that. We got an overtime game finally this year, next year, the Vikings.
We were joking around yesterday. We think that the debt that the football gods have with the Vikings is so great, but that being able to play in a Super Bowl in your own stadium, that would even the ledger.
That would be. I mean, and it'd be bad news for birds. Birds in your new stadium are going through some tough times.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, is that a conspiracy? I like this idea.
I don't know.
All right,
I'm
going
to let you talk about this, not me. We're much safer that way.
Okay, I got it. But, yeah, imagine that. Imagine the Vikings finally do get to the game, and it's a home game. That's a beautiful thought.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
What from 2016 was good, and you want the Vikings to carry that into 2017?
Well, you have – well, not to belabor it, but you have that home field advantage. All of a sudden – and the Metrodome is a fun, quirky place – But that building, especially in the beginning of the season when things were going well, you really felt that that was carrying them a little bit. So you have a real home field advantage that you didn't used to have. Obviously, the defense, I think, is something to still be excited about. And if you could just find a way to build out that offense and figure out what happens if this is a post-Adrian Peterson world, what do you do? And you have some more money to play with without having to pay a running back $3 billion a year or whatever we were scheduled to pay Peterson.
You know, for a show like you guys have on your podcast, Around the NFL podcast, the, you know, Sam Bradford and the season he had and was it a good trade or not, it seems like it'd be a very good topic for you guys to bat around. Have you done that? And if so, what has your position been?
About, well, looking back, whether it was the right move?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. At the time, I remember it was kind of felt like a panic move. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the right move now, and especially with Teddy Bridgewater, we don't know if he's playing again, which is one of the craziest. I want to talk about pain in the Vikings. Is that guy's career over because he took a bad step in practice? I mean, that's crazy. But now that you have Bradford and it looks like he's going to be starter the second year, you can't say that wasn't the right move to make, especially he had a pretty nice season last year. And I think, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar or be the guy people thought when he was coming out of the draft, a franchise leader. But he's a steady guy, and I think the Vikings, it could have been a lot worse last year if Bradford didn't come aboard and do some nice things.
All right, Dan. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the way at the Combine. We'll be checking out your stuff, all right?
Mike, you deserve better. We all do. Jets fans, Vikings fans,
we'll
kinship.
We'll get that.